This is the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, Bucks Bulletin Edition, presented by Brandon Legal Group. Proud supporters of Todd Wright Tour Golf Tournaments, Brandon Legal Group is a full-service law firm. So I hope that answers the question of, well, could they help me with this? Could they help me with this? Could they help me with this? Full service law firm suggests they can. You can call them for a free consult and ask yourself. 844-4-BLG-4-ME. 844-4-BLG-4-ME. We know this isn't an impulse buy. We hope you never are in a situation where you need legal assistance. But when you do, remember that number. Remember Brandon Legal Group. They are also proud supporters of Todd Wright Tour Golf Tournaments, including the golf tournament coming up later this month at West Chase Golf Club. They're sponsoring the t-shirts that everyone will be getting as part of their modest $68 tournament fee to play, which also includes lunch and dinner. Brandon Legal Group, full-service law firm servicing the greater Tampa Bay area, 844-4-BLG-4-ME. You can meet Colin and Jeremy from Brandon Legal Group if you come play in the golf tournament. Quick note on that, I do have availability in the golf tournament. This is our football-themed event where you get parlay cards to pick the games that are going on in the 1 o'clock window against the golf tournament. The Bucks are on the road. I'm not trying to keep people away from going to a Buccaneer home game if they have tickets. Bucks are on the road. And also there's a morning game in London. And if your team picks that one right, you get an advantage in the golf tournament. We'll be playing speed golf on 9 and 18. And I've got prizes for everybody, as always. Only $68 per player, individuals, twosomes, threesomes, foursomes, all welcome. JoeBucksFan.com/golf is the online registration page. There is no reason for you to ask me, hey, can I buy into the golf tournament? It's right there online for you to buy. If you can put it in your cart and pay for it, you have it. It's that simple. My golf tournaments operate the same way. If you're trying to buy an item on eBay, and you can buy it, it's yours. If it's not there anymore and you can't put it in your cart and pay for it, somebody else got it. That's the way it works. You can email me any other questions about the golf tournament at toddwrightgolf@gmail.com. If you've never played in one, you are welcome to play. These events are open to the public. We have built quite a following around the Tampa Bay area of people who regularly play in these events. They play in every event, every other event, or a couple events a year, and we're a good group. Come join us. For those of you who say, well, we're not good enough, we don't have a chance to win anything. Everybody leaves my golf tournaments with something. Everybody does. No, this isn't like everybody gets a trophy. We do the Todd Wright Tour Prize Draft. You need to experience it for yourself. Again, only $68 per player. Okay, so Bucks Falcons off the bye week, off the switch at quarterback. We talked about how the switch at quarterback would mean some different things fantasy-wise. The Bucks no longer are an it fantasy thing until further notice. I would imagine Jameis will resort to some of his favorite targets again. We saw some of that in the second half against Chicago, especially with O.J. Howard out. That means Cameron Brait is back in play as a streaming tight end play, a DFS-type bargain play at the tight end position. Mike Evans is still a back-end wide receiver 1/2. He should still get his targets. Adam Humphries is probably as much or more in play now than Godwin or Jackson because of the quarterback change. Also, JoeBucksFan.com suggests the Bucks will try to utilize Peyton Barber again, sort of going back to the beginning now. They gave Ronald Jones some opportunities in Chicago. Not much came out of that, so maybe going back to Peyton Barber, perhaps Barber healthier. Now just back that I told you back in August. Just not going to hold up, but now perhaps he's closer to healthy off the bye week. They can utilize him, try to take advantage of the fact that the Falcons are pretty bad defensively as well, have a worse record than Tampa Bay, and do not defend running backs catching the ball out of the backfield particularly well. So the Bucs might try to exploit that, and Barber looks like the best choice of the ones the Bucs have. As far as Jameis Winston, maybe he's a QB2 in two quarterback leagues. Even for those of you that lost Drew Brees in single quarterback leagues, if you lost Drew Brees this week because he's on the bye week, nothing's wrong with him. But there are some pretty major fantasy players on bye this week. I think the Lions are off too. So that takes about four wide receivers out of play, two running backs of, you know, Kerryon Johnson, LeGarrette Blount, goal line guy. But takes two quarterbacks out of play too. It's Stafford and Brees. In that situation, if you're picking up a streaming quarterback, I could understand picking up Winston. I think there are better choices out there to pick up as streaming options, but I get it, considering the Falcons' defensive issues, which are almost as bad as the Buccaneers' defensive issues. So from Atlanta's standpoint, Atlanta offensively has been really good. Not the reason they're just a one-win team. Didn't do as much against Pittsburgh as they had done in previous losses, although they did struggle against the Eagles on opening night. Matt Ryan's been really good. He continues to be a QB1. Freeman and Coleman have been disappointing. For those of you that drafted Freeman to be an RB1, he hasn't. And for those of you who made the investment in Tevin Coleman when Freeman was out, two off games, one good game. The Melvin Gordon, Austin Eckler combination has been more Freeman Coleman productive than Freeman and Coleman have been this year. Let's see if that changes against the Bucs, and if Freeman and Coleman can raise their production against the Buccaneer defense. Julio Jones continues to be a top five wide receiver play, even amidst the fact that the touchdowns aren't there. The touchdowns have gone early in the season to Ridley, recent weeks to Sanu and Hooper. As a tight end streamer, using Hooper or Brait, I get it. I think I like Hooper more than Brait. You can probably do better elsewhere in the league. Sanu is a guy off the last couple of weeks that if you're looking for a plug-and-play option to fill in for Michael Thomas or Golden Tate or Kenny Galladay, he might be available on waivers for you. Ridley is a guy worth rostering. But from this game, the only true plays in season-long leagues are Evans, Ryan, Freeman, but not as your RB1. I know you drafted him to be an RB1. Freeman's just a starting running back. He's more right now. He's an RB2 until further notice. Obviously, Julio Jones, and perhaps plugging and playing Sanu, Hooper, or Ridley. So that's where we look at the matchup between the Buccaneers and the Falcons, and Winston potentially in two quarterback leagues this week. Again, the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast Bucks Bulletin is presented by Brandon Legal Group, full-service law firm, and you do not need to have your legal issue originate in the city of Brandon, Florida, to call them and ask questions and ask for a free consult. 844-4-BLG-4ME. 844-4-BLG-4ME. Full-service law firm. They are local to the greater Tampa Bay area, and they support every Todd Wright Tour golf tournament, and all of my interactions with Brandon Legal Group have been terrific, and I trust you would find your interactions to be similar. Call them when you need them. This isn't an impulse thing. This is a need situation. Brandon Legal Group, 844-4-BLG-4ME, full service law firm, proud supporters of Todd Wright Tour golf tournaments. Thank you for listening to this edition of the Todd Wright Tour Bucks Bulletin, and we'll talk to you next time.